Okay, so we're heading towards the end of Akdom over here. So on page Yud Zayin, towards the end of the right side. Gam Nisker Akdom Satigun. So is it 2, 4? About 6 lines from the bottom. So the last thing he was saying was, now he's talking about the milos of the Ariya Kaddish, right? So he's talking about all the unbelievable Giluyim and just, you know. Everything that everything was open, was mamash open in front of the Ariya Kaddish. So that's the last thing we were saying. Gam nizker b'hakdomas hatikunim. The last point was that even though he said this line, that even though there's no nevuah anymore, but Ruach HaKadosh, and even Ruach HaKadosh through Eliyahu Navi, which is a very, very high level, that is still possible. That was the last mamash, the last line. So with that, he says like this, Gam nizker b'hakdomas hatikunim. It's also brought down in the Hakdama to Tikkuni Zohar, which wasn't printed yet, but he says it was in Kisveyat, Zel Shana, that this is what it says in the Zohar, that the Ant Elio, it's Rav Shimon talking to Elio Navi, Ant Elio, Osid Lezgaliya B'Sof Yomaya, you Elio will reveal himself at the end of time to teach Torah, the Isma and At Osid Lezgaliya Le Apin Bahapin, there are some that you'll reveal yourself to them face to face. And some people you'll reveal yourself to them in a more hidden way, in like in their consciousness, in like a subconscious way. So there's all different levels of Giluyo, but he's saying that what he mentioned before is that the Ariya Kaddish had a Giluy pel peh, face to face. Besides the unbelievable knowledge and not testing, like you have to test them, but you know, proofs. And moifsim that they saw by the Ariya Kaddish, he had drushim v'advarim atzmam asher b'chireinu zeh, the drushim, the chedushei Torah, the words in the svarim that you'll see that I'm recording from my Rebbe, he says zeh yidun yigidun, that's going to testify, it'll be a loud testimony to the greatness of the Ariya Kaddish. V'kol re'eim yakirum, all those that see it will recognize ki dvar mamukiv in eflaim keela, that these deep and wondrous things ein yicholas b'seichel anoish l'charbam, it's not within human intellect to come up with it. In loy b'koyach hashpos ruach hakodesh aydei eliyoza, unless it's coming from divine inspiration ruach hakodesh through Eliyahu Navi, and it's one of the great to a certain degree like an open miracle in Jewish history is that the Ariya Kaddish was unquestioned. We're talking about, you know, it's one thing, Yidden are very critical. You know, when so says something, it's obviously true, but there's always going to be some dudniks that say davka not, you know. So with the Ariya Kaddish, for someone like that to come in later history, when you have Beis HaMikdash, you have Nevuah, so you could prove yourself. Yeah, but in later generations, for someone to, in the 1500s, for someone to get up, and not just to be accepted in halacha, but be accepted to completely revolutionize and completely change the entire, and like shift the entire approach of Yiddishkeit. Within halacha, obviously, you know, he's not changing, not adding mitzvahs, but completely revolutionizing the approach is, I don't know, but it's probably a greater, knowing Yidden, and the nature of Jews, it's probably a greater miracle than Kriyas Yom Suf, you know, such a thing. That to get Yidden all on the same page, to accept it. And we're not talking about it at a time where there's media and there's, billion-dollar companies there to try to convince people of things. We're talking about a little shtetl in Tzfas with a handful of people and a person that, the Ariya Kaddish, was not like charismatic and giving speeches and things like that. He wasn't understood by anyone except for Reb Chaim Vital and maybe a few other Talmidim that understood a little bit. And from there, the whole world has changed. The whole Jewish world, it's really an amazing thing. It's Mam Shapella.
Isn't like the snagdus against the Hasidic Sherebas and like the Tzadikah, and that's what Mam is to like...
So it's interesting. It's interesting that was not needed for the Ariya Kaddish, or wasn't part of the Gili of the results. It's very interesting. You didn't. It was. It's. You didn't have a snag. I mean, there's no snagdus to Moshe. I mean, you had Mitzrayim, but that, you know, that's you wouldn't call that a snagdus. You know, Rishon Marichai, there's no snagdus to.
Moshe had
Kara. Yeah, no, there's definitely people like that, but I wouldn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu's career doesn't go down as one dealing with his snagdus. There was pockets of that. Baal Shem Tov was not like that. There was something. It needs thought. So I don't know if it's so much that Pinimus HaTorah demands a snagdus, because the Arizal didn't have that. No, the Arizal was the truth is, again, I'm thinking out loud, so I don't really know. The Arizal did make go out of his way not to do things publicly. So he even told Ruchai Vital, he kept on telling him, I only want to teach you, even the handful of the Havim, which they had a minion, something like that, not more than that. So he said, even those people, I don't want to teach them, just you, Ruchai Vital, push back. No, I don't want to, I need a chaver with me. Whatever it is, but that was a back and forth. But the Arizal was very, like Beshita, that it should be very private. Maybe that was part of it. Maybe the Hisnagdus comes with Baal Shem Tov. Obviously, I'm pretty, you know, he's a pretty, he's, you know, he's actively trying to change the world in a very open way. Maybe that's sort of welcomes the Hisnagdus. Yeah. So the reason was also
have that mission. He wanted Fakir. He was very
no. He was also on a mission, but I think the way he approached it was more undercover. Was more changing things from behind the scenes type of thing. And maybe that's the reason why there was no hisnagdus to that. But even if that's what I was saying before, even without hisnagdus, it's one thing not to be a misnagid to it, but then the whole world should be completely changed, and people in a way that people don't realize now how basic, like, hashkafa that we all believe in. I'm talking about not Hasidish, I'm talking about Orthodox Jews. It's all influence from the Arizal. It's all influence from the Arizal. People that don't even know why they believe what they believe. It's all influence from the Arizal. Basic hashkafa is rooted in Kabbalah nowadays, and it was not like that before the Arizal. It was not like that. Most you had mekubalim and things like that, but the average Jewish person's like hashkafa was based on more philosophy, not Kabbalah. And the Arizal completely changed that. So not only does he revolutionize the approach of Kabbalah, not only does he revolutionize the approach of mitzvahs, like for big Avdei Hashem, but it's like basic perceptions of who the Rabbanu Shalom is, what's my place in the world, what's the tachlis of creation, Mashiach, Tchias Me'ach, like some basic components are from the lens of Pinimus HaTorah, and that's from the Arizal. And this is without, again, a media empire trying to, you know, make him famous. It wasn't. It's mamash anes. It's a pella. It's mamash pella.
Everyone says a sham one time.
Right. Right. That was from the Gain also. That's the Gain also. It's a certain like. There are certain the basic things like. Like even the very idea of like thinking of a neshama as like a thing that's connected to Hashem that we have however that means to each person, whatever, that's more Kabbalistic. That's not philosophy. Philosophy is more that like we're just, you know, like a person who comes into the world, and philosophy based, it's like you come into the world that you're nothing and you have to make your consciousness. And if you don't make your consciousness, then you don't have a chelik in olam haba. Like the concept of like you come into the world with a thing already called a neshama, that's Kabbalah based. So everyone takes that for granted. It's obvious. Neshama shenasata b'tahiri, and like that's how we live. That's all from that result. It's a lot of things like that. Very, very basic ideas, but you know, from that result. And that's what's amazing. Also in the svarim from that result, he doesn't write in a regular sefer way. The classic style of a sefer, which is even the Kabbalah Svarim before the Arizal, was in this way. Let's see, the Ramak. Rav Moshe Kardever, who was the great Mekubal before the Arizal, what's the style of his sefer? Let's see, Pardes remind him. It's a style like anything else. He'll quote a piece from the Zohar. He'll quote another piece of the Zohar, which contradicts it. Kasha. He'll come up with the Teretz. And to give the Teretz, he'll come up with a new idea. That's, you know, like in the Gemara, that's how it is. Tanakh, how does Tanakh read? Tanakh doesn't read like that. Tanakh is like Tanakh is not Hashem saying, here's one idea, here's another idea. It's a kasha, it's a teretz. That's not how Tanakh is. Tanakh is Hashem talking to you, this is the mitzvahs, right? Torah Shebaal Peh is more, I have this idea, I have that idea, how do we put it together? This idea, no, that doesn't work, we'll go like this. Yeah, that's Torah Shebaal Peh. The Arizal reads more of Tanakh. The Arizal's not coming with a kasha and a teretz. He's telling you this is the system. And it's like, so to accept that, it's very, very surprising, and it's mamash aneis. So the Jewish people accepted that. Like that's it's no again. But Reb Chaim Vital is saying the truth, which is when you read it, it's so overwhelmingly. You know, I remember hearing this from someone. Someone told me someone heard this from Moshe Shapiro that someone was involved with Kiev or something, and he asked Moshe Shapiro, like he's a little bit concerned. He's because you get into that field. You could be asked any question in the, you know, I don't have the answers to every question, so how am I going to deal with it? So, but there's only different answers to that question. Like, I know someone that asked Ravaya Kaplan that question, and Ravaya Kaplan said, when people ask you the stuff like that, just invite them for Shabbos, give them Shalom and Kugel, they'll be fine, you know? And that's Ravaya Kaplan, who's a genius of geniuses, you know? So Moshe Shapiro said, you never have to answer the actual question. I mean, you know, sometimes you do. Yeah, but Derek, you know, so he says, watch it. So the way he is, he says, if you present a Yiddishkeit, which is holistic, you present an idea which Mimela answers a bunch of questions, that truth is the truth of that is obvious. So when you try to answer this question, answer that question, this question, okay, so you answer those questions, and maybe the answers will lead to other questions then, or the other questions you didn't answer. But if you present how Yiddishkeit, a certain truth of Yiddishkeit could take care of itself and it answers many things and it's a holistic system, you know, he said two things. He said if you present a Yiddishkeit like that, which is like holistic, it's one big like one big picture, like one concept, you know, and from there all answers will come. And you and the person presenting that is healthy, emotionally healthy, as we said. If you're emotionally healthy, you'll be makar of anybody. That's what he said. Those two things. But that's how the Arizal, his Torah is like that. It's not coming with a kash and a teretz. He's saying, this is the Metzius. And it's, you know, it resonates as true. So he says, Uman al yishat libcha el ashatimsa b'ksas sifra mikabol ma'achreinim al pi'in sichl ma'anayshi. And so he says, once we have the Arizal, so he says that's so. Now I'm now going to give you a little bit of a history slash warning that you, again, as we said before, Kabbalah, real Pinyan Satara is from it's a Shefaluki, it's a divine revelation from above, which means that the style of the Arizal actually makes sense with that. It's more Tanakhic, right? So when it's not a complete revelation from above, like Torah Shebaal Peh. Then yeah, then the back and forth style makes sense. But when you're talking about a divine revelation, then it, of course it makes sense that it should be similar to Vaydavar Shalom Moshelem or this is it, you know, because that's now the truth is every all of Torah, every that's true, like Gemara Mishnayos, it's also coming from Hashem. So everything ultimately comes from Hashem communicating to the tzaddik, but sometimes it's revealed and sometimes it's not revealed, right? So when Rav Moshe Feinstein says a tshuva, it's also Dvar Hashem. It's also the word of Hashem. And it's really no different than Vaydaber Hashem L'Moshe Leimar, Vaydaber Hashem L'Moshe Feinstein Leimar. There's really no difference. When it's Vaydaber Hashem L'Moshe Leimar, it's obvious and it's clear and there's no, like, the human mind doesn't get in the way, so it's straight. With Rav Moshe Feinstein, not just him, but was the old Chacham of Torah Shebaal Peh, so that divine information sort of, you know, it has to be filtered through the human mind, and it doesn't make itself known until the human mind can package it. So it comes out in a tshuva of it, but it's also coming from Hashem. But what's unique to the Kisvari is that it's open, straight. It's a system, so it's very precise and logical and mathematical. But it's hard to describe. It's hard to explain. But it's a giloy. It's not coming from a back and forth, and a shakvatari. It's just a straight thing. So that's what he says. Therefore, when you have svarim that are more the shakvatari type, then you have to be careful of whether it's really, whether it's truly expressing Pnimus HaTorah in its purest form or not. So not every Mekubal is on the Madrega of the Arizal where it should come out straight. So most Mekubalim, it's not coming out like straight. It's with Shaka V'Tarya. So having a Shaka V'Tarya style doesn't mean that it's no good. But it means that you have to have a tradition. You have to know because you have to know whether that Shaka V'Tarya means that it's talking not from divine origin. Maybe it's coming from human intellect. Or it is coming from divine origin and just happens to be the Mekubal wasn't transparent like the Arizal was. So that's a question of Mesar. So that's why you have Mesar, which Svarim are which. I'll give you an example, like the Leshem. The Leshem is interesting. The Leshem style is somewhere in between. It's not straight Arizal, like just saying, you know, there's Shaka V'Tarya there. So when you read the Leshem, it can very often feel like human. But then every once in a while, he'll throw in a line, which tells you other way. Like there's many places in his Svarim. He wrote his Svarim in many editions, you know. He didn't just like write it once and print it. It took years doing it over again, over. So it's like many maduras. So very often, not very often, but a number of times you'll have in his farm, well, he'll have a whole mimer. And then at the end of the mimer, he'll say, this is the last edition that I wrote of this mimer. But I have earlier editions of this mimer. And he says like, and it's basically the same thing. You know, I just changed the language up a little bit. But I have to print it because otherwise it would be like holding back Nevuah. Right, holding back Nevuah, and you're reading the mimer, and it's like a Shaka V'Tarya back and forth, Kashas Teretz. So all of a sudden, now you're describing it as Nevuah. That's how the Leshem spoke also. So having the style of back and forth doesn't mean that it's not coming from a divine origin. It's just so that's what the Rizal is giving us. The Racham Vital is saying over here. So he says Uluman al Yisha Libcha El Shatimsa Beksas Sifrei Mekubal Machrayim. So I have to make sure that your heart doesn't stray, right, towards some svarim from the later mikubalim al piin sichlam hanoishi, which is coming from human intellect. So therefore, in order to make sure that you don't make those mistake of going into those places, achin lecha derech, I'll prepare for you a path, baskilcha, and I'll explain it to you of archa b'derech zutelech, and you should go with this lit a path, barach mishar, in a straight way. So this is what the next paragraph is going to be. He's going to give us like a very crash course of who are the main players in Pnimus HaTorah until basically the Ramban. And as we'll see soon, from the Ramban until the Arizal, it's a little bit of a gap in terms of having someone that was pure divine origin without being mixed up from the Ramban until the Arizal. And the Arizal sort of restarts the chain, but sort of reconnects to that purity of what was before the Ramban. And so as we'll see soon, the Racham Vital was very much against learning any of the Sifrei Mekubalim from the Ramban until the Arizal. During that gap, there was no Sefer that was written that was pure from above. It was always mixed up with human intellect. That's a question also because there are places in... we'll see, we're going to speak about this tomorrow. It's already late. But what we have from the Arizal is from Racham Vital. That's called Eitz Chaim, Shmoneh Sharim. But Rechaim Vital wrote other Svarim besides just the Torah from the Arizal. There's a Sefer we have from him called Shari Kedusha. Shari Kedusha, it's questionable when he wrote it. Some people say it was the last thing he wrote in his life. Some will say it was from earlier. It's definitely outside of the canon of the Arizal. It's a lot of it is based on ideas from the Arizal, but it's not just like straight from the Arizal set. And a lot of the things over there are actually sort of cut and pasted, and ideas that are spoken about during those centuries between the Ramban and the Arizal. So that's a little bit of a strange thing, how Rechaim Vital would write a Sefer. It's not all based on that, but a lot of it is taken from Svarim during that gap, where he himself writes that you shouldn't be studying that. So it could be that he wrote that Sefer before the Arizal. That could be. Where there's also a tradition that the Arizal came to him in a dream and said, no, Chaim, like this, you know, you shouldn't be doing this. So it's that's what we'll talk about that maybe next time. Okay.